Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. That should brighten your day a little. Actually, a lot. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
From the Planet Fitness, KISS 108 Studios. Now, back to Maddie in the Morning.
On KISS 108.
What?
Hello.
Hello.
Yeah, everybody.
I fell asleep again.
Okay.
It's okay.
Well, it's a symptom. Yeah.
I'm seeing a guy today.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No golf today, buddy.
No golf.
Nope.
Nope.
All right. What are we doing?
Got a big contest.
Yeah. Let's do the contest.
Oh, give me a call. 617-931-1108. Caller 25 wins a pair of tickets to see Maroon 5 at Fenway in September. And then, if you win that, you're also qualified for the super-duper grand prize, which puts you in upfront seats plus hotel transport and merch to some of the biggest shows this summer.
Fun.
Yeah, by the way, Black Bear is at Fenway with Maroon 5, so it's a big double bill, yeah.
Am I supposed to know who that is?
Oh, yeah, he's huge.
Yep. Yeah, I was just listening to Black Bear yesterday.
Black Bear is one guy, or is that a group?
Yeah.
Yep.
It's probably featured on four or five songs. It's like everywhere.
Is he a big guy? He doesn't look black. He doesn't even look big. He's like a skinny white guy with the name Black Bear.
Yeah.
That's the opposite thing.
Okay. Oh, like when big guys, they call him tiny?
Yeah.
Oh, I get it. Okay, well, let me know when we have a winner. In the meantime, what's the other deal?
We have a winner. You want to do that first?
We got a winner?
Yeah.
Wow. What's
her name? Her name's Tammy.
Tammy, you like Maroon
Maddie.
5? Do you like Maroon 5?
Maddie?
Yes,
yes,
it's Maddie.
I'm so excited. Thank you so much.
Because Adam and I have something in common. We both move like you know who.
Kiss me till you're drunk and I'll show you all the moves like Jagger. I've got the moves like Jagger. I've got the moves.
Well, that's going to be great. Have a great time at the show, Tam, and thanks for listening to our silly little show. Appreciate
it. Thank you so much for making my day every day, Maddie. I appreciate it.
Oh, you're so nice. Okay, Tim. All right, so hold on, okay? Don't hang up. We got to get your info and stuff. Okay, hon?
Yeah. I think Justin has her now.
Did she nod?
Yeah.
Okay. All right, so while we're taking care of that, what's this other thing we're doing here?
So I got a DM, and someone wants to ask you a question. Are you ready?
I guess.
Okay. So she says she's a listener. She said she wasn't sure if we were still doing What Would Maddie Do, but wanted some help and was afraid to call in for right now. Her husband recently asked her for her divorce a few weeks ago, and she was blindsided, but she asked him to work it out, and he said no. So she's now decided to start online dating, and she's already hanging out with other men and talking to them.
Oh boy.
Her family and friends think it's too soon, but she thinks she's not rushing anything because there's no hope of her marriage getting back together.
Okay. So he said he wants a divorce, and she said no?
No. She asked him to work on it, and he said no. She said okay, I'm going to go on online dating.
Oh, I missed that part. So, yeah. Okay. So he said, I want a divorce. She said, well, can't we, like, try a little bit? And he says, no, it's a done deal.
Yes.
And then so she started dating. So what's the question?
Is it too fast? Because people think that she's moving too fast by already seeing other men.
Well, he was already running on her.
Right, and he doesn't want to work it out.
Yeah, that's what. So do you think she's moving too fast, or is it okay that she's already dating?
Well, it's not going to work out if she thinks a miracle's going to happen. Yeah. So you got to mourn first. But it doesn't matter either way. She's either going to not date somebody and just feel lousy, or she's going to date other men and feel lousy.
Well, you know what they say.
What do they say?
Well, it's a little.
I'll say it.
It's one way to get over someone is to get under someone else.
Okay, Lisa.
Very true, Lisa. That is the best mechanism to getting over people.
Hey, that's gross. I don't know what's happening to you. I don't know why you talk like that.
Well, it's just sort of like, that's what I've heard.
Yeah, so yeah. She's doing the right thing then.
You know what? For some people, it may work.
Yeah, yeah. On the move.
She might have to get under a
few
people.
Rip the Band-Aid off.
Yeah.
Rip it off. Not slowly.
There's another way of saying it.
Yep.
I don't agree with that, but okay.
No, but some people, you know.
It's a distraction.
Right.
Yeah. Well, she did tell me her husband was the only person she'd ever been with, so she was excited to explore.
Wow.
Okay.
She's on the move.
I mean.
She's running.
Now she's running.
Now she's running.
Yeah. You know, he was running. Yeah. Now she's running.
One way to get over someone is to get under someone else.
Yeah. That really says it all, doesn't it?
Do you want a serious answer or not?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, it's a distraction. It makes you feel better for a little bit, and then you get bad again. Because the idea of breaking up with your true love and within a minute finding your next true love, it's pretty remote.
Well, that was what J-Lo has just done.
Yeah. How do you think that's going
to
work out?
Well, they're looking to move forward. They want to get the kids together. I mean, it's all real.
Yeah, it's going to be horrible.
And the kids will all be running.
Yeah.
The kids will be running where?
Yeah. I mean, you kind of have to give you a second to feel what just happened.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't recommend that, but what difference does it make? I told you, it doesn't matter.
Mm-hmm.
Either way, you're going to feel crappy for a while. Either crappy with a guy or crappy alone.
Yeah, and you're still going to be thinking about the guy a lot.
Yeah, it takes a little while. It takes a little while. I know it doesn't take Lisa very long, apparently.
No, mm-hmm. It's the next man up, man.
That's Lisa.
No, I always thought that little thing was funny.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, breathe a little.
I think there's some truth to it.
Well, I think it's different for everyone, but I think that's right. Sometimes it's good to give yourself a little time to be with yourself.
I don't think it matters. It's going to take time either way. Either you could jump into somebody else's arms and then go through that awkwardness, or you could wait and go through that awkwardness. But either way, it takes a little time.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
It takes a little time. You got to feel it. It's pain.
Time heals all.
Huh?
Doesn't time heal all wounds?
Well, you can't just make it go away, you know. You know what I mean? Like, mm-hmm. if you drop a sledgehammer on your foot, there's nothing you could take to make it feel better the next day.
Mm-hmm.
It's got to heal.
Yep.
It has to heal a little bit, you know? I'm sorry for her. That's bad.
Yep.
Breakups hurt. That's why they write so many songs about it.
Yeah.
Everybody's been there. You know, I know we say this all the time, but I really believe it. It's an amazing thing. Unless you marry the girl you went out with in sixth grade, you're going to feel heartbreak at some point in your life.
Mm-hmm.
You just do. You know, it happens. She'll be okay. She'll end up with a better person.
Yep.
The least she'll end up with is a better person.
Right.
Yeah, she'll end up with a better person.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. But I wouldn't, go out with other guys, whatever. But you kind of can't avoid feeling the sting a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Because you're going to feel it one way or another. You're going to wake up one day and go, God, what was I doing? You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Like Bill's going through that now with the rebound thing.
Not a rebound.
Oh, my God. Please. Don't do this. The weekend is coming up.
Same thing.
Here we go. No.
Rachel, Michelle.
No, it's not a situation where I'm just getting under someone.
No.
Well, no, I would never plug you for being on top type. Let's face it.
Yeah.
Happy getting under.
You're looking up at the drapes. You're not the type of guy.
And criticizing the drapes.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Well, good luck to her.
Yeah.
Good luck to her. Yeah. Anything else, Lisa?
No, mm-hmm. It's the next man up, man.
All right. And congratulations to Tammy. Was that her name?
Tammy.
Tammy, off to see Maroon 5.
Maddie.
Hey guys, it is Ryan. I'm not sure if you know this about me, but I'm a bit of a fun fanatic when I can. I like to work, but I like fun too. It's a thing. And now the truth is out there. I can tell you about my favorite place to have fun. Chumba Casino. They have hundreds of social casino style games to choose from with new games released each week. You can play for free anytime, anywhere. And each day brings a new chance to collect daily bonuses. So join me in the fun. Sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.